This morning, I spoke to Coach Caldwell and informed him of the decision not to retain him as the head coach of the Lions. I feel like there was a need in change in the leadership of this team, and starting today, I'll be leading that search to hire a new head coach for the Lions. Coach Caldwell is a good football coach, a good man, good husband, father, grandfather. On behalf of the entire organization, I want to thank him personally. And for his service over the last 4 years, you know, Jim's taught me a lot, you know, coming in as a first time general manager. We spent a lot of time together the last 2 years, and he helped me through that. So I want to thank him for that. Jim has great work ethic. There's not a day that's gone by that his car wasn't in the parking lot before mine. And, he puts a lot of time and energy into this team, and, where we are today, is part of what Jim did, and I'm proud to say that I worked with him. At the end of the day, it's want to take this team to the next level, and to me, that's, you know, winning championships. That's winning playoff games, and that's winning the Super Bowl. Ultimately, I'm the person in charge of the football operation here at the Lions, and ultimately, the record that we've had the last 2 years is on me. So last year, we went 9-7 and lost a playoff game, and this year, we went 9-7 and didn't get the playoffs. So that's ultimately my record, and I take full ownership of that. Really, the standards that I have and the Ford family has for this team are greater than that, and my goal is to go out and find the best head coach to bring us that championship. The search for the new head coach will be thorough, and we will interview multiple candidates. I will not put a timetable on the search, but we will update the media and the public as we finish up each individual interview over the next coming days and weeks. With that, I'll open it up for questions.
Did you see anything when you talked about the standards being higher, winning playoff games? Could you see anything particular, one thing to whatever, that has blocked the Lions in this last few years in reaching those standards?
Yeah, there's not one thing, Mike. I just think that, you know, when you look at our record, over the last couple of years since I've been here, you know, we didn't beat the really good teams. You know, our record was above average, 9-7 the last 2 years, but our record against the better teams in the league has not been that good.
Bob, you've never had an opportunity to be part of a head coaching search, yep, given New England's continuity.
Yep.
What experiences, what advice are you going to lean on through this process?
Yeah, just my experiences working with different coaches over my career, seeing, you know, friends go through the process. I know a lot of coaches at different teams. I know people that have gone through searches at the executive level. You know, my colleagues that I've worked with that are with other teams now. So I have a lot of people I can lean on, a lot of people that I'll talk to, a lot of research that still needs to be done. But ultimately, we have a good plan, and we're looking forward to following through on it.
Are you looking for an offensive-minded coach, defensive-minded coach? What's your preference?
My preference is to hire the best coach to help us win a championship. And I think when you look at the head coaches that are hired in this league, they come in all shapes and sizes, and I'm going out to find the best coach.
Are you looking for somebody, Bob, with previous head coaching experience, or does that matter in your criteria?
It doesn't matter, but if he's been a head coach previously, that would probably help, but that's not a prerequisite. One assistant coach has been released. Ron Prince, the offensive line coach, has been released from his contract. Everyone else is under contract.
Can you just explain some of the traits that you're looking for that you think make up a good head coach?
Yep, leadership, situational football, willingness to adjust and adapt a scheme to players, and really just someone that can lead this team with the players we have and the players that we will acquire and put them in the best position to win. Being a head coach in the National Football League is not an easy job. So they come in all shapes and sizes, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, special teams coaches. So it'll be something that's going to spend a lot of time researching that I've started to do this morning, and we'll continue down that road.
You mentioned all the other coaches are under contract. Will you give your next head coach full autonomy over his staff?
Yes.
There is a report you'll interview Terrell Austin. Can you confirm that? And is he a serious candidate? So.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into any candidate in-house or external at this time. But like I said at the beginning of the press conference, we will update you after every interview is complete. You guys will be notified pretty much immediately, and that's how we're going to approach it.
Bob, there are going to be quite a few openings in the NFL, already are head coaching positions. What can you sell the line? I assume there'll be competition for some of the top candidates. What can your organization sell to these candidates? And is that a concern that there's going to be so much competition?
Yeah, there's always competition in these. I mean, every year you look at the hiring cycle and there's always multiple teams, four, five, six, or you know, last year it was a couple more. So I think we have a lot to offer. I think we have great ownership. I think we have great resources. We have a tremendous fan base. I mean, you saw the stadium yesterday. I mean, we had nothing to play for, and that place was rocking. So that's something that, you know, head coaches want to know what kind of fan base you have. I think we have a really good, solid nucleus of players that can kind of be molded into, you know, what the new head coach wants his team to look like.
How much
is there something you saw this year from Coach Caldwell that you didn't see last year that you decided to bring him back for last year, after last year?
No, not really. Just something that, you know, over the last 2 years, just kind of thought that we need a change. And like I said at the beginning, just a change in leadership, a new voice.
How much input will Matthew Stafford have in the hiring process, in interviews?
Yeah, no players will be involved in the interview process.
Beyond where he stands on your sort of board of candidates, what did you learn from your time in New England about Matt Patricia that would lead you to believe he could be a good head coach?
Yeah, I'm not getting into any specifics about any rumored to be candidates. The only thing we're going to comment on is when we finish up each interview. And then when we hire someone, we can talk about whoever we hire.
Is a coaching search similar to the pro personnel process? Are you keeping tabs on young coaches, experienced coaches around the NFL, so that when you get to this moment, you're not catching up on your research?
Yeah, I think part of my general manager, duties are to make sure that I have a pocket in my back pocket, guys that I think would be head coaching candidates. So, I mean, I had that before I even got this job 2 years ago. So that's something that you talk to any football guy and anybody that's an aspiring GM or a current GM, they have a short list of guys.
How much has that list evolved since you've been here?
Oh, it definitely evolves. Yeah, you update it every year. You study the league. You look at the successful teams. You look at innovative guys with scheme. Guys that get the most out of their players, and you kind of constantly update that.
How much does previous familiarity for you have in this process, guys that maybe you've worked with before?
It could factor in, for sure. It could, but that's why the interview process is what it is. It's you spend time with people you may not know, and you get to know them, and maybe they change your opinion on them one way or the other, but it's a factor.
College coaches?
Sure, yes.
You've invested so much in your offensive line. I know you had injuries and stuff this year, but why do you think that unit still hasn't produced or performed to the expectation that you had for it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different factors, and you know, I'm not going to get into each and every one of them right now because we're still in the evaluation process of the season that, you know, once the new staff is in place, we'll go through thoroughly like we do every year. But you're right. I mean, I think we had 10 different offensive line starting combinations, which is a lot. So I think it's a credit to the players that, you know, they battled through, they played multiple positions, and, you know, a lot of guys played when they were hurt. I mean, you guys look at the injury report every week, you guys study that stuff, and you see what guys are on there and what guys are missing practice and what guys are going out there and playing on Sunday. So I think it's a credit to our offensive line, the players, that they went out there and battled as well as they did.
How do you evaluate Eric Ebron's performance this year?
Eric had a good year. I think Eric really, you know, the last, 7-8 weeks of the season really kind of turned it on. And it's really, when you look at his play time over the course of the season, it actually went down over the course of the season, but his production went up. So I think, you know, he was really used effectively. He gained some confidence over the course of the season, and he performed better.
Do you plan on bringing him back in 2018?
Yeah, he's on a contract with the tender.
2 years ago, you chose to keep Caldwell for various reasons, obviously. How much more prepared do you feel to make this search now with 2 years of being a GM under your belt?
That's a good question. I think, obviously, I feel a little bit more comfortable just because I've been in the seat for 2 years. You know, coming into it that first year, I thought the best decision for this football team was to keep Jim. And, you know, this year I felt the best decision for the team was to move on. So I feel like I got, you know, better grasp of things on my end, so I'll make a good decision.
I'm walking into a similar answer to Kyle's offensive line question, but do you feel like you overestimated the running back group heading into this year?
No. I think our running backs, you know, they didn't perform as good as everyone thought. I mean, I think that's the facts. But I think we have guys in that room that are tough guys, they're smart guys, they have skill. You know, will we add someone? Probably to that room. Absolutely. But that's how the NFL really rolls. Every year, there's about 30% turnover on teams. So you're never going to have the same team year to year.
Personnel-wise, do you think the decision with Diggy Ansah will be the most critical you'll make?
I think there's a lot of critical decisions. I think that's probably one of them. But that's something that, you know, once the new staff is in place, the new head coach, the scheme, all that's figured out, that's going to be, you know, factored into what we do with Ziggy.
With the running back situation, hindsight 2020, it's still early in their career. Do you kick yourself at all for passing on Hunt or Kamara at all?
No.
What do you see as this team's biggest strengths and weaknesses right now?
Strengths and weaknesses, I think strengths-wise, we have a lot of good skill players on offense. We have a really good quarterback. I think we have good personnel on the offensive line. I think on defense, we need to add some pieces. I think that's, and I think our coaches here did a good job this year piecing it together. Personnel wasn't perfect. And that's why I said at the beginning, like, the record's on me. And this is my record. This is 9-7. This is my team. So I think I need to do a better job on that side of the ball. And, you know, there's some guys that are under contract that will be coming back. So hopefully those guys develop. I think that's the key thing, too, is younger players in their second and third year have to show improvement. So you can't be stagnant. You got to keep moving forward. And I think player development is a big thing for us.
When was the decision final in your mind with Coach Caldwell?
Probably late last night.
What is ownership's role in this decision and then moving forward, finding new coach?
Yep. The decision on Coach Caldwell was mine and mine alone. Going forward with the search process will, the interview process will be myself and Rod, and we will consult with the owners on a daily basis, but they will not be involved in the actual interviews.
How involved is Martha Ford just on a day-to-day basis with you and in your job?
Very involved. I meet with Mrs. Ford multiple times per week.
Obviously, quarterback, very important position, Matthew Stafford. How much does that play a role in you identifying the head coach? What type of scheme he would run with the quarterback?
That's part of it, but I think, you know, Matthew's a good enough quarterback that he can kind of play in any system. I mean, you guys have seen him play. Like, he can make all the throws, so I don't think it's a big detriment of what scheme the new coach may or may not run.
You talked about, you know, adjusting and schemes and all that. I just wonder, the running game never got better. On every metric, yards per carry, how much of that played your disappointment over the way the season went along? Just that particular thing.
I think it was a disappointment to everybody. I mean, from the fans to the coaches to me to everybody in the city. You know, we need to run the ball better, bottom line. We need to block better. We need to run better. We need to protect the ball better. We need to run better plays. I mean, you name it. Everything needs to get better.
Bob, how much pressure do you feel to make sure you get this hire right? Because otherwise, maybe you don't get to make another move.
I feel pressure every day, Mike, in my job. That's what it is.
You know how it goes in the NFL. Yeah. A lot of times you don't make that first hire right, you don't get another one.
Absolutely. I signed up for it.
Golden Tate has said he's interested in extension. What kind of priority is that for you this year?
Not right away. I got a head coach to go hire, so we'll talk about player stuff when it's time to talk player stuff.
Talk about the importance of your young players developing. Just your thoughts on your first draft class and how they came along in their second year.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of an up and down year, to be honest with you, with the injury to Decker. I mean, that's kind of put us behind the eight ball, to be honest with you. And, you know, we struggled that spot for half the year. And then, you know, Deck slowly got better and he was playing his best football the last couple weeks of the season. So, you know, hopefully next year he comes back even stronger. And I think the rest of those guys, I think Ashawn had a good year. You know, Miles did okay. I think his role should continue to get, you know, to evolve and get bigger. So, I mean, I talked to a lot of those guys, and I think they know that they need to improve their individual skill set so when they're put in a position to go out there and play, they can perform at a higher level.
Bob, you mentioned greater standards and obviously expectations too. You just fired a coach with a winning record, so I assume you expect the new coach to come in and have win immediately type impact?
I mean, I hope so. I mean, my expectations are what I said before, win championships. That's why I was hired, and that's why I'm here. So that's why the new head coach is going to be here as well.
kind of along the same lines. What is the decision to make this move say about the window that you guys have now and how confident you are about, you know, your ability to contend here in the short term?
I think we have enough players to contend. But, you know, the question is, do we have enough players to get over the top? And I think we got to – every offseason different. You know, there's free agency, there's a draft. So, you know, like I said a minute ago, 30% of our team's going to be different. So my job is to make sure that 30% is better than the 30% that's leaving.
Bob, you feel the roster you had the last two seasons was capable of more than the 2-9-7 records?
Yes.
You think you could have done a better job in any facet to acquire more talent and depth?
I definitely could have done a better job. Like I said, you know, unless we win every game, I didn't do my job well enough. So I'm the first one to stand up and admit that I won't be perfect. But I think we have more than a competitive team to be, you know, competing for championships.
So it's fair to say, even with the winning record that Coach Caldwell had, you never felt or you don't feel that he was the guy to take it to that championship caliber?
Yeah, we didn't get there. We worked at it for 2 years, and we didn't get there. So that's the decision I came to.
A lot of people have wondered about the 9 men on the field, the 10 men on the field, sort of those two back-to-back weeks. What was going through your head when that happened, and how much did that play a factor?
I mean, those are two individual plays out of, you know, thousands of plays that we had this year. Were they disappointing? Obviously. I mean, that's something that you kind of shake your head at, and you try to figure it out. But you come in on Monday, you watch the tape, talk to the coaches, see what really happened behind the scenes on those. And listen, I'm not sitting up here making excuses. It's unacceptable. But it's something that, you know, we need to improve on, we need to learn from. I mean, partly on the players, partly on the coaches. It's something that will get straightened out.
How much do you have to explain to coaches in the interview process the ownership succession plan?
Haven't thought of it.
Do you feel you're taking a risk at all here? Like I said before, with so many openings out there and candidates, and you are dismissing a coach that had a winning record, is there some measure of risk you're taking right here?
There's risk in everything I do every day. So, yes.
These aren't individual plays, but there are periods of games. For example, New Orleans just not in the game. Minnesota on Thanksgiving Day, critical game. Baltimore, and then even Cincinnati. How much of that bother you? There were just long stretches where the team was just getting not in the game.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of why I'm standing here today. I think there's games that we could have, would have, and should have won, and we didn't. And you know, this is a results business. This is wins and losses. We can talk about all the individual plays, all the individual players, the staff. We can talk about all that stuff. It comes down to winning football games and winning championships.
Stafford expressed today a strong opinion of wanting to continue to work with Jim Bob Cooter going forward. Does that factor into your thinking at all? Is that some continuity, something like that, important?
I'm trying to find the best head coach. Trying to find the best head coach, and if the best head coach wants to keep that going, then that's something we can talk about. But my first focus is the head coach. We can worry about the offensive coordinator and the quarterback after that.
Is he a candidate for the head coaching job, Jim Bob?
Not talking about any candidates until we interview them.
When you talk about you know, the best head coach, I mean, they're obviously going to bring with them ideas on a new scheme, either offensively, defensively. How much does that factor in? Are you going to let them have? Would you have a preference more for someone that's running a 4-3 versus a 3-4, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I don't have a preference. I think when you hire a head coach, you're hiring that guy to come in and run the football team, the scheme, offensively, defensively, special teams. So I'm never going to tell a head coach we have to run a 4-3 or we have to run a 3-4. Like, I'm not going to do that. Any good general manager will let the coaches coach and let me do what I do.
With that, you say, you know, you want them to run the scheme and you run the personnel, but how much do you want a coach that's strongly opinionated about the type of personnel he wants through draft and free agency?
I do want someone that's opinionated, because I think that's, you know, the most important relationship in this building is between the head coach and the general manager. So we have to be on the same page of what kind of players that the head coach wants, that we can communicate back and forth about guys that fit, the guys that don't fit, whether that's current players or whether that's free agency or whether that's the draft. So I think that's huge. I think that's something that's going to be a big part of the interview process about what do they think of players, how can they use players, and, you know, how can they utilize the players that we already have here, because we do have, in my opinion, a lot of good football players in that locker room.